from a man so lazy that he didn't load up the dishwasher, so he ended up trying to eat spaghetti with an ice cream scoop. This is the Daniel Natale Show. We're living through the deteriorating last days of late-stage globalism. Herbert Spencer, back in 1873, has some interesting insights regarding the deterioration of the feudal system. I was curious about how the oligarchical class back then acted much like the oligarchical class now. See here.
Feudalism had decayed. Its benefits had died out, and only its evils had survived. While the dominant classes no longer performed their functions, they continued their exactions and maintained their privileges. Signoral power was exercised solely for private benefit, and at every step met the unprivileged with vexatious claims and restrictions. The peasant was called from his heavily burdened bit of land to work gratis for a neighboring noble who gave him no protection in return. He had to bear uncomplainingly the devouring of his crops by this man's game, to hand him a toll before he could cross the river, to buy from him the liberty to sell at market, nay, such portion of grain as he reserved for his own use he could eat only after paying for the grinding of it at his signor's mill, and for having it baked at his bakehouse. And then added to the signoral exactions came the exactions of the church, still more mercilessly enforced. Town life was shackled as much as country life. Manufacturers were hampered by almost incredible restrictions. Government decided on the persons to be employed, the articles to be made, the materials to be used, the processes to be followed, and the qualities of the products. State officers broke the looms and burnt the goods that were not made according to law. Improvements were illegal, and inventors were fined. Quote, taxation was imposed exclusively on the industrious classes and in such a manner as to be an actual penalty on production, end quote. The currency had been debased to 1/73 of its original value. No redress was obtainable for any injury to property or person when inflicted by people of rank or court influence. And the ruling power was upheld by spies, false witnesses, and pretended plots.
The last part got me. Actually, all of it got me. From the government taxing productive people into non-existence, a two-tier legal system, hyperinflation, and a corrupt elite whose power is protected by the use of spies, false witnesses, and pretended plots. We're living through a pretended plot right now with the kangaroo court hearings of the events of January 6th. The pretended plot of a make-believe insurrection to grant the oligarchs a pretext to lock down the society. Or another pretended plot with the kidnapping caper of Governor Whitmer, which a court threw out when it was proven that the FBI created the plot themselves. Now as evidence is coming out, it's looking like Whitmer herself participated in the frame-up. In an article based on newly released Freedom of Information Act documents, we read, "But the FBI concocted plot to abduct and assassinate Whitmer remains a source of great angst for the governor, even though she knew about it weeks, if not months, before the kidnappers were arrested." At some point during the summer of 2020, Whitmer told her family, "There was going to be a story coming out soon about some people plotting to kidnap and kill me." That disclosure, according to Whitmer, happened a few months after an anti-lockdown protest at the Lansing Capitol building in late April 2020. From there, Whitmer's recollection of the timeline gets fuzzy, if not revelatory. When the kidnapping plot was announced, it was summer. "And people were blowing up your phone, right?" Whitmer asked her daughters during the interview. "Yeah," replied her daughter, Sydney. At any rate, when a jury saw the totality of the evidence, they refused to convict the men that the FBI were trying to frame in a plot that the FBI themselves had created and tried to get them to participate in. We might as well call the FBI the Ministry of Pretended Plots. Their existence is more from that of a law enforcement agency to what Harry S. Truman described as a sort of American Gestapo, whose true job is to protect the power of the elite. It's why Kennedy died trying to take these intelligence agencies down. Why do the elite need their power protected? Because, just as in the end of the feudal age, they no longer serve a purpose. They don't do anything productive. They hurt the society they're living in. They're oppressors of the people. Hence, they're not popular. Since they don't have a leg to stand on, they couldn't win a debate on why we need them. Hence the dispensation with arguments and an over-reliance on brute force and intimidation tactics, pretended plots, and Soviet-style kangaroo courts. Eventually, at the end of the feudal system, the oligarchs lost. The people prevailed. Serfdom ended, and representative government serving average folks came in. Republics are fundamentally middle-class societies, according to Aristotle. And here's what must really be keeping the oligarchs up at night. History repeats itself. Just as do the list of crimes from the feudal age down to the present time period. It's fascinating how patterns keep repeating, how nothing ever seems to change. And make no mistake, the Ministry of Pretended Plots didn't just start creating synthetic terror events with the January 6th PSYOP or the Governor Whitmer fiasco. They've been doing this for a long time. Hence why we have articles from 2009 like fake terror plots paid informer, the tactics of FBI entrapment questioned, or catching or creating terrorists, or when the ministry tried to frame Richard Jewell and even highly sympathetic CNN said the FBI didn't learn from its disastrous Richard Jewell mistake. My point in all this is, an agency that isn't very good at solving crime and gets funding based on fake crimes that they themselves concoct are ipso facto an incompetent agency. As money is tight and the government is stressing over a depleted treasury, can we really afford a luxury like the Ministry of Pretended Plots? So long as the oligarchs feel insecure, their henchmen will remain lavishly funded. But as history suggests, maybe it's time we get medieval on them. The New American just partnered with a platform called Locals. There you'll get extra behind-the-scenes content from your favorite rabble-rousers at The New American. Check it out at thenewamerican.locals.com.